Welcome to the Good Behavior After Show. We're talking season 1, episode 4. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
So you were saying before the show started? No, I just want to make sure I understood what you were talking about.
Well, you know, life advice.
They say the bigger the hoop,
the what?
The nicer the coop?
Yeah,
the 67 DeVille coop, because the hoops are, they attract the thugs. That's why you have hoops. And by thugs, I mean...
She's sending you a message tonight. How are you not seeing this?
It's
for you.
No, they're not for me. Listen, I feel like girls who wear hoops, they want the thug guy.
That's exactly it. We're all on the same page now.
Don't call her out for what she's trying to do here.
I don't know.
Air and shit.
I feel like the only girl that wants the thug guy that's in this room is Letty. Letty, the spirit of Letty.
Yeah, that's true.
She wants the thug guy.
Speaking of Letty, welcome to the Good Behavior After Show. I'm your host, Olivia Gabri. Please follow me on Instagram and Twitter, @real_o_g.
What's up, guys? It's Madison Makeley, and you can find me on all my socials, the Tweet, and the Gram, @Maddie_Makeley.
Hey, guys, I'm Abigail Frere, and you can follow me at all social media, @AbigailFrere.
Hey, guys, I'm Maddie, and you can find me on the Tweet, and the Gram.
So much hey!
It's like your tagline.
Yeah, but on the real, I'm still Tehran. I am Tehran all across IG, Tweet, and the Gram. Find me. Tell your friends, tell their friends, tell their hot girlfriends, everybody. Thank you for following me.
I'm Tehran, and I'm boring, and
how I talk. You definitely, Maddie, you're like, oh.
He definitely talks like this, like he's very
low-key,
you know,
off-air.
He's smarter than everyone else.
Oh, my arrogant, condescending tone. It's actually part of my charm. Just so
I agree.
It's part of my charm. Like, if you...
I'm sorry.
Such a hater, bro. Such a hater, Maddie. You know, and I was watching this episode. I saw a lot of you in this episode.
Oh.
Because you are Tiffany. You are the Tiffany.
Tiffany's
wrecked, man.
Actually, is she the one that slapped Letty for, like, banging her husband?
Okay.
But she didn't bang her.
I probably got a little mad. Kissing her husband.
Whatever. It's banging.
But, you know, her...
She was just having an acid flashback.
Kissing is not banging.
No. That's not okay. It's not okay. I don't think that's okay.
See, Tiffany?
I don't think it's... Sorry.
You call her Tiffany?
Sorry if my boyfriend...
I call her Maddie.
I hate you.
No, I'm just saying.
I'm kidding. But, I mean, if I have to tell my best friend cheated, or my boyfriend cheating on me with my best friend,
husband.
Yeah. Well, husband.
No,
husband.
No. Well, fair to say, first of all.
No, I'm not. I'm agreeing. Thank you.
It would suck, and maybe it's better off because their relationship ain't all that, turns out. Kyle
needs heroin to get away from his wife.
Kyle needs heroin.
Yeah, Kyle needs heroin to get away from Maddie. Kind of reminds me of my current drinking Coca-Cola problem. Maddie feeds into it because she keeps breaking me soda over and over.
Oh, well, that's
nice of
her.
Because I'm a nice person, thank you. At least someone in the room sees how genuine I am.
I could see you driving a car with your face on it, though.
You see a what?
I
felt like
I wouldn't turn away from it.
Tiffany was interesting characters in this episode.
She was.
We saw like the face on the car, very Maddie-esque. The way she's a real estate agent, and now she was like very happy that she's making more money than Kyle, mm-hmm. who obviously is very successful, but Tiffany's doing her own, and she wanted to impress Letty. But we saw that she still had insecurity about Letty because apparently Kyle, her husband, mm-hmm. Tiffany's husband, and Letty dated in high school. So how that relationship evolved, we don't know.
I know. That's pretty bizarre.
Which, can we talk about that, though? I feel like most, at least I know from the town I'm from, like a bunch of people have gotten married that went to high school together, which I find weird.
Why is that weird?
To each his own, I suppose, but is like, that my route?
How would you feel about that? Though? I guess I'm just saying... In a small community, people that went to high school together, it seems like they all, like, screwed each other.
Everyone had a turn.
Right. You know? And then it was like, oh, but, like, I'm going to marry you now, even though, like, three of my best friends have hit it.
Everyone had a turn. What school did you go to?
That makes sense.
New Jersey. So who would you want to marry from New Jersey?
No, Massachusetts.
First of all.
And, no, you're right. I wouldn't. That's why I'm in LA, you know? But I do think...
I feel like that's very typical.
It is typical. And first of all, Tiffany and Letty are complete opposites, and I guess that would work friendship-wise because opposites attract, but for him, for Kyle to be in love with Letty and then to be in love with Tiffany. Well, that's polar opposites right there.
Not really, because
how so?
They're both kind of cute. It's not. It doesn't take a genius. Listen, it doesn't take a genius.
We're trying to get deeper than the surface.
Okay,
it's not all looks.
And Kyle did get deeper than the surface
when
he was in the bathtub, and then he said, "Yeah, but you know what, Tiffany, I married you."
Because Letty was in like jail.
But with small towns like that, that's what happens. Because most of the time, when you grow up in a small town, most of the people don't leave that small town. I mean, let's be honest. So they end up having to just.
Yeah,
bang each other and marry each other in the end, which is
and then I think those insecurities like stick around because I don't think I could. I couldn't be with someone that I knew like my friends had.
I have a question: could you ever date someone
right,
who used to date another? Like, let's say you were dating a guy. No, I have a question: if you're dating a guy and then he introduced you to his friend and then you dated that guy, and then now you're dating
The scenario sounds a little too familiar.
It does.
I'm just saying, could that happen in your world?
It could maybe happen.
It could happen in any world.
Well, so why would you see that past the Letty, Kyle, Tiffany love triangle that exists? Because realistically speaking, Letty obviously outgrew her group of friends. Mm-hmm. But Tiffany and Kyle and that whole clique did not. I mean, to the point where everyone at the high school reunion still kind of lives in this town.
Right.
And Kyle and Tiffany are way more suited for one another than Kyle and Letty. So while Kyle and Letty might have had a physical relationship.
And it was such a young one, too.
Young, fiery, and they're, talk about opposites, Kyle and Letty are opposites, except for their one commonality, which is the heroin addiction.
But I feel like that's what actually brings them together, because they find that they're in the same state of mind, having to either hide the side of their life or they get victimized for, which I mean, it's heroin, but yeah, like, I feel like they bond on that level, though, because he can't feel his wife on that level that he can feel her on.
Well, I don't think he used heroin in high school. Like,
right.
Kyle obviously became a lawyer.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think they were bonding on that. I didn't like that Letty took the heat for him on that.
Me neither. To be honest, if she threw him under the bus, no one was believing her. She's like, she went to jail. True, she's an ex-drug addict.
She's already lied so much.
But it's like, why are you going to take the heat for that? Well, and then
because she's under their roof. They're allowing her to stay there. And what is she going to do? Blame it?
And she, Kyle got her a job. So for her to throw him under the bus, like, this is his life and his family. And granted, like, he shouldn't be doing heroin, but
guys, let's remember it is heroin. This isn't a little bit of weed. He's right. Like, that's a problem. Like,
heroin's like a dime bag.
Heroin isn't the starter drug. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
It's a big deal.
I feel like when you meet someone else that has already lost their kid along with you losing your kid and going through those traumatic experiences, then like I feel like him and Letty are able to bond on that level.
But he didn't go through a traumatic experience.
He hasn't hit the kid. He didn't lose his kid yet. What she's saying is you're gonna go down that path. Like, I've been.
She doesn't want him to turn into her.
Yeah,
and be where she's at.
He started using a drug. You know, he started using heavy drugs, which is heroin, which is one of the most,
if not
the most addictive drug of all time. Like, to the point where there were points where mafia members would kidnap someone and inject them with heroin in order to ruin their life, because once you have it, you're addicted for life. Mm-hmm. It's very hard to get off heroin. It's like the hardest of all drugs. And so Kyle's clearly going to ruin his perfect facade of a life that he's built with children, with wife, with success, and a law practice over heroin. And Letty's trying to be a good friend and not let him go down the same path. But what I realize is Letty actually, for all the times she's able to lie, especially in the high school reunion, she has a horrible communication problem. She can't just express things to people when it actually is real and direct. Like, this is what I think. This is how I feel. This is what's going on. These are the facts. She has a very hard time with reality and a very good time with fiction.
I feel like the second she puts on a wig is when she can do whatever, but as soon as it's her real life, like you said, in real life, in her life, then it gets like difficult for her all of a sudden.
She's just good at pretending.
Yeah.
What do we think those like visions are? Do we think she's just like imagining it, or do we think she has like a problem?
I think they're flashbacks.
I mean, she could be like daydreaming and just like reminiscing. Mm-hmm. But I do agree that she definitely does have a problem with reality. And we saw that, of course, when she was at the high school reunion. She told every single person a different, like, version of her life that wasn't true. But I see it as maybe, because it's obvious her relationship with her mother is not, like,
You know,
it's not a good one.
No, but I liked this episode, like, where we got to see more of the mom. Like, I don't hate the mom.
It's a breakthrough for them, but I have a feeling that the mom was, like, an alcohol... From what I can see, she was an alcoholic. She's like, pause.
You like the mom?
I never said I liked her. I said I don't hate her.
I hate this
woman.
Okay,
well, we'll get there, but
do you like anything about
this?
Doesn't like the character.
This episode made me the mom more because we found that she has a very soft spot for her daughter, who we've always seen her bashing, that she's actually become, she has become this responsible parent for Letty's son, who is still unexplained in a lot of ways. We see that room she keeps of Letty and the tattoo of Leticia on her back. Mm-hmm. Clearly, she has an affinity for her daughter that we had never seen in the previous episodes. In fact, so that it threw me off, because when she was communicating with Letty over dinner and stuff, she even apologized for being mean because she felt that she had pushed that boundary.
But
she's hurt by Letty.
It's so brutally honest, like, I wish more people were that way. I feel like in society now...
Clearly Letty's a slut because that's how honest she was like, don't judge me.
But I don't know. I liked that. I didn't...
Their relationship... Do you think Letty is in the place she is in now because of her mother? Or you think it's too... Because it almost seemed to me that the mother's an alcoholic as well.
The way she was handling the wine at dinner? Yeah, I got that vibe too. I don't know. I think she's just a really... Like, I think she's a broad.
No, the mom has a little bit of white trash. Let's see the mom. Broad?
Abroad?
Yeah, no, white trash.
Okay. We have different terms.
Terms for broad? Broad? Just means female.
A trashy chick.
You know, if this was 1946, no one would have understood broad. Broad is just female. But white trash
thank
is
God it's
white
not
trash.
1946, thank
you. I know.
I know that there's a side where that
know.
Obviously,
you guys
like,
own horses, so I thought all right, it was 1946.
I ride horses. Sorry. Sorry I had a childhood. I'm sorry. I loved riding horses. Anyway, but... I feel like she has a soft spot for her daughter.
Yeah.
But I feel like she did lead her to this point where she... I feel like she just did. She probably drove her and wasn't a good mom and wasn't there for her. When she started going down a wrong path, she probably wasn't there for her. Like, she should have been like a mom at the time, which led her deeper into that.
But how do you handle that? What is the right way?
How do you handle that? Be a good parent.
But what's the right way to handle a kid with a drug problem? Rehab, is it anger? Love. Is it love?
Saying that she... I'm sure Letty, started out smoking a little bit of weed and then went down this path. She should have been a good mom and cut it
did
off
right
off
that. Did you just use weed as a gateway drug?
Yeah, she did.
That's what they tell you in DARE.
I did.
They did tell us that in DARE.
It's a gateway drug.
Yeah, and that's why DARE got its funding. It may or may not be a gateway drug. We don't know how she got into hard drugs, but we did see alcohol usage apparently coming from the mother.
Yeah.
And we see that the mom has her own issues. I mean, she is dating someone who's half her age, her daughter's age to be exact, because Robbie, her new boyfriend, graduated high school when Letty was supposed to graduate. Mm-hmm. And he's obviously not much of a thinker or thinks on the same level. We also see the mom is like, she's not always as responsible because she did choose to go to the lake.
That bothered
and
me.
Break the law.
That bothered
and
me a lot.
Over, like, she chose the welfare of her own self over her ward self, of the child she's protecting. And she told Letty to bring her $1,000, knowing that Letty would probably have to do something criminal in order to bring her the money. Why would Letty just have $1,000?
That's why I have mixed feelings about the mother. Letty didn't come out the womb like a drug addict. There are things that contributed to where she's at now, and I have a feeling that
maybe mom was a crack mom.
I know. Then she literally could have.
And then she could have recovered, obviously, better than Letty has been. But I can't see her being that good of a mom for Letty growing up. And like you guys said last episode, I feel like she is taking a part of her anger of her own self out on Letty in a way. Just because of the way she's treating her. I've never seen any mom treat a daughter like this in my whole life. Even on TV, like I said. But like,
well, TV's not real, but
I know,
but I'm just saying, like, sometimes there are moms like that, but I'm just saying, like,
we talked about that last time about your perspective.
Like, she never said, even, like, she said that Letty made her sad. She never, like, was, she's never said, I don't think she's ever lashed out at her in unreasonable way.
Really? Slut mouth kind of pushing the level of mom. Don't you judge me with your slut mouth after
she's
just said
being honest.
No.
If your kid's a whore, I'm sorry. Like,
okay. But there's a but way to go about it.
How do we know that Letty's a whore? How do we have any confirmation? I didn't see her do anything in the previous episodes except sleep with Javier off the first and trying to just save some.
I mean,
fight.
A little, but she's just...
That, I didn't see her receive money for sleeping with anyone. Yeah. In fact, the way she got money was from stealing stuff. She would have made a lot more money and been in a lot less trouble if she was just a prostitute.
I don't fully hate the mom.
No, I think the mom is just clapping back, you know?
I didn't start liking the mom a little bit until the very end of this episode when she was hugging her and showing a little
and
bit of compassion.
And she stood up for her daughter.
And she stood up for her. But before that, I was like, I can't handle this woman right now. Like, she's just too much. And especially when she made her daughter pay for seeing her kid. I mean, I get that she's not allowed to, but...
but then we also see like the $20,000. Like, what did she say? Like, he now has a college fund
and
new clothes. And like, so she didn't touch that for herself.
But how do you know he has a college fund?
Yeah, we don't.
No, we don't. I believe.
But
her.
I believe that.
I believe
that
her.
Was a very sincere thing.
And why would it not be? It's not that the mom hasn't shown affinity towards the son. It's the mom hasn't shown much affinity or respect for her daughter.
It's a lack of respect.
And we see her still stand up for her daughter. Like, that's what I said. There's subtleties that are supposed to be shown through the show that weren't so subtle, obviously, because they were just, like, blatant. But she does love Letty. She has, like, Letty love every now and then.
It's Letty just, love. I like that.
Hashtag Letty love.
Yeah, but she also is very harsh.
She is.
And that's something we don't see. Like, I have to agree with Maddie, from mothers towards their daughters or their children in general. We don't see that. We don't. Mm-hmm. And realistically, it's not like when you went into that house was an immaculate house either.
Yeah.
There are problems with the mother-daughter relationship that the mother may be projecting her own identity onto Letty and seeing the faults within Letty that she honestly sees within herself.
I agree. Mm-hmm. And just because she's very harsh to Letty, it's obvious she does care about her. And now that she's getting a second chance to be a mother to Jacob, I think she's handling it very well. I think that she's like a good mom to him. And even, I mean, with the conversation between Letty and Jacob, you can tell that, her mother does care about her because she spends time in her bedroom by herself. Right. Just
and she's. I think that anger and everything is a cover for how deeply in pain she is.
I would like to
it's
see.
Okay,
yeah, we have to like explore the relationship more, which I'm sure like it's like more disclosure is going to come within newer episodes. But I think there's a lot more to their relationship that we aren't realizing yet.
Can we talk about how Jacob?
Is just intelligent.
Black. Like, way too black. He's to not, be like... Listen, at this point...
Why did they cast...
Good behavior. You know what? I hope it wasn't just to be diverse and different. And then... Because to me, this is actually kind of racist how it's not realistic of mixed children. Because there are... Listen, mixed children, we exist. Okay? We have mixed parents. We have one parent of one ethnic background or racial background and another parent of another ethnic or racial background. And it happens all the time, and we come out a mixture of the two. Now, having the same eyebrows as Letty doesn't qualify.
Why are they all up on the eyebrows?
I don't know why. I don't know.
Because that's all that they could even compare, because he's not a mixed
you
child.
You have, like, the same teeth as
he's not, and if they just say, hey, she adopted him, I need to know this sooner than later.
Well,
I need to know
the baby daddy, he is a crackhead porn star named... I forget his name.
Sean.
A crackhead porn star named Sean. Don't you remember Tiffany was like,
yeah,
I introduced you to him because he was black and he like all this other stuff. And then
she's
like,
black.
It's not my fault he's a porn star and this and the other thing.
Sure. But we also see that who we think is the father has a tone for it because he had a very relative new lifestyle. And being a porn star in itself doesn't make you a bad person.
No, I don't know.
So...
But when you mix a porn star with a heroin addict, you can't raise a kid. You shouldn't probably raise a kid.
Well,
which is why they gave it to the mom, who's obviously trying to fix something with him for what she broke with Letty.
If that's the baby daddy, I have a feeling that he doesn't even know he has a child.
I don't think he knows.
Just to be very fair, Maddie, there are a lot of rich parents that have some heroin addicted kids, too. So I'm not really... I'm not really hung up on the fact that... He's a porn star. Does that make him an effective parent yes or no.
But like you said, I don't even think he knows he has a kid. Like in past episodes, when she called him, or no, her parole officer called him, and he acted like he hasn't even heard her name in years. So I don't even think he's aware of the fact that he has a kid, or that.
Len and we're
where
assuming
she's
that's
right
the
now.
Dad. We don't.
Yeah,
really.
We don't know for sure that that's a
but,
father.
But that's like the report. I mean,
can we talk about the fake picture?
Oh wait, I wanted to talk. Like
Did
first of all,
Jacob.
Jacob's very intelligent for such like a young guy. A young guy boy.
But he's had to grow up very fast.
I agree.
Is this me or do you guys feel like a lot of all the characters are kind of like monotone's a little extreme, but they're all just very like
just
very like even keel. Except for Tiffany. I feel like she was the only one that was
Tiffany
like
was getting loud.
Yeah. But like even Jacob's like very just like
I think they just been a lot of them have like been through some stuff where they,
well no I didn't think the mom was very monotone when she was like spinning around and going Robbie and then coming
not.
Back
okay.
and like
not
yeah I just got smashed out by Robbie at the beach or lake or whatever. I didn't
with
feel
her
like
I feel like the kid might be a little like that because I mean he hasn't seen his mom in years. He has no connection to this woman, right?
He
has a connection,
but he was
but
very instantly cool, like honestly, and he didn't abstain from the mom.
Right.
He wasn't so close. It is like, she's right when it comes to that. Their nature, when it comes to that, I mean, you do make up words. But today, when it comes to their monotone, I'm glad you used that word, like, correctly. When it came to the relationship, it was very monotone. Like, they somehow just instantly got along. She wasn't overly excited to see him. Like, a mom in that situation should hold
her kid
have
a maternal
for like 30 minutes straight and just cry on his head and beg his forgiveness. Right. And then Jacob was just like, this is my room. These are my Legos I made. This is,
I feel like she...
This ain't my dad.
I feel like there's a part of her that wants to do that, but she knows that she... Like, she almost can't because she hasn't, like, one, she probably doesn't want that to be the only experience that her kid has with her for just one day. And two, I mean, she just shouldn't. Like, she should be enjoying the time with her kid for the one day that she paid
$1,000
for.
I thought you said she just shitted.
No, she shouldn't.
Yeah.
Well, Auntie's a little bit older. It's not like he's, like, a toddler or baby or something. So she probably feels like she has to handle it in a certain way.
But that makes it even worse. Like, because he's older, I would have expected a more...
an in-depth conversation.
Almost immature response because he's old enough to realize what has happened.
Yeah.
So he need, like, there should be some questions. There should be, like, there isn't just, oh, that's not my father. Who is my, oh, you're not going to tell me? Cool. Like, like, is he on heroin? Is Jacob on heroin too?
I mean,
like, at this point, I don't know because he is, you're right. He didn't have an overt reaction.
He didn't cry or anything. It's like he's desensitized to everything.
But he's not because we see that he's just a very well-functioning kid. It's not like he's having school problems that we know of.
Right.
And in fact, he seems extremely intelligent and well-adapted. So where is this EQ? I need to see some emotional quotient from him because I didn't get a feel of his depth of character when it came to Jacob.
Well, also, we don't know what his life is like with Letty's mom. I mean, like, from what we've seen, Letty's mom seems like actually a good mom to him. But we don't know behind closed doors. We've never seen them in a household together alone. We don't know what their lifestyle is like. We don't know what the rules of the house are, so we don't really know what goes on behind those doors
in the show. At the same time, I could say that about DJ Tanner in Full House. Like, we don't know what happened when Joe was on.
We're pretty sure they had a happy.
We don't really know if Uncle Joey wasn't doing anything. Like, I get it.
But I can't even make a conclusion with that right now because I don't know. Because when I picture Letty in a house with her mom growing up, I don't picture her being a very good mom to Letty, but she seems like she truly cares about her kids. So,
well, and
could
she
be totally
said,
different.
Which could contribute to the way that he acts now. But do you guys remember when they were outside playing horseshoes and the grandmother was like, "I just don't want him to be like surprised. I want him to see it coming when you like fail him and leave him behind again."
Because I'm assuming that this isn't a one-time thing. I think this has been a pattern that has happened
and
over and over. To get a restraining order lifetime against
it
is serious.
Right.
Because the court typically does award mothers their children almost no matter what. Mm-hmm. And so this must have been a very serious issue. And a repeating issue. Something that hasn't happened just once or twice. But this looks like it's a circular
So on the same token, action. That's why I'm like kind of with the grandma and her reaction.
But you should never be that harsh. Like, that harshness does not only is it not productive, it's counterproductive. And on top of that, that comes out of something you could do to someone that's a stranger. You could hurt someone that's even
a
friend.
No, but she's probably not fed up. Not I mean, your this daughter. Has been going on for
but
how long?
But here's the thing, like, the more...
If you're having those conversations every time you talk to your kid...
But the more she hears that, the more Letty starts believing it. And then she starts saying, well, I guess I'm a screw-up anyway, so I'll just dig myself a deeper hole here instead of having some sort of build-up or motivation from her mom to say, you know, maybe I should get my shit together to have a relationship with my mom. Instead of having, like, that negativity beaten down so hard on you, like, that wouldn't make me want to change.
But we also don't know what happened in the past. Maybe she tried that.
Well, I think
she does have a restraining order.
If I saw anything in this episode, it was that Letty was making an effort to have a better life for herself, you know, after she just went off of this, like, murdering escapade, whatever it is. Now she's coming home and she's trying to, like, get things right and get a job. And obviously she's been very out of touch with, you know, the outside
nine
world.
Words a minute.
Nine words a
aggressive.
Minute is pretty serious.
Like, are we, like, really?
Typing with one finger.
Like, that was not okay.
Yeah.
Come on, make something up
a little
closer.
It was a little
that was exaggerated as hell. Like, that
was pretty extra.
And yet, I don't know, Maddie, how fast did you type?
I can type very fast.
I'm sure you can.
I can.
I'm sure you can.
Thank you.
Not
I
as
can.
Fast as you ride a horse, but I'm sure you type very fast. You know what's actually really interesting is because I don't know if you guys know who Jay Farrow is. He's like a really good friend of mine. He's a comedian. He's one of the best impressionists in the world. He does this impression of Letty that's freaking amazing. He was on Saturday Night Live, and I always watch Saturday Night Live on CISO. Have you guys heard of CISO?
I heard a little bit about it. It's just like a comedy Netflix kind of, right?
It is. It's like a
streaming service for comedy.
Exactly, but it's not just comedy. It's all these new episodes of things. So there was an episode of right on Saturday Night Live last week where they had like an Aladdin thing and it was them flying down. It reminded me of the relationship between Javier and Letty because it was just so over the top.
Yeah.
And it just reminded me, and I don't know why, now that Good Behavior is like inserted into my mind, I just need some comedy relief every now and then, so I'll watch Saturday Night Live. And I saw it even in there because they were having like the flashbacks like we saw in this episode.
Yeah.
So if you guys don't know about CISO, you should probably check it out. It's like actually you can just subscribe now and get free subscription or a discount.
Yeah, I think after Buzzers, us and our listeners and our viewers, they have the opportunity to get a two-month trial from CISO by using our code PODCAST1.
PODCAST1? I wish I knew podcast about that before one. I freaking bought the service.
It's
why
not like
no
it's
one
expensive.
Tell me?
It's
no one
very
told me.
Expensive.
It is.
You should know this.
But I mean, free. Listen, you know what's
you could have bought a meal from McDonald's.
Free. Like, what's
free,
the
if it's free, it's freer. For me.
Like, I could have got 2 months for free. What's that code again?
PODCAST1.
I might have to, like, cancel and re-get a
subscription. So for the AfterBuzzers that I obviously didn't know, you guys get it for even watching this, which is a good extra.
Yeah, so you just gotta go on to CISO.com, that's CISO.com, and use the code PODCAST1, and then we can watch that Aladdin skit that you are
I'm
so
telling
fond
you,
of.
If you watch it, you'll understand. That. You'll see how it's like Letty and Javier. And I saw in this episode, so Letty and kept having those flashbacks to Javier.
Yeah.
That was like, because it was like, it looked like it could be an LSD flashback. Is she,
that's what I'm thinking.
Wrong? But it's not. What it is Javier's psyche is so ingrained in her that she, like, in her inner subconscious desires him. She felt alive for the first time when she was with him, and she can't believe it.
Ooh.
I would agree with that just because when we saw her going to actually see her parole officer finally, like, I've never seen this girl more upbeat in any of the other episodes, and this was right when she left Javier. So I feel like he left her feeling pretty good, honestly. I just feel like he did. Like, she.
Yeah,
I,
we don't know what, like, goes like, on behind closed car doors.
Yeah,
right?
Oh my gosh. Just, like, with everything. Like, it's like she has felt alive with him. Like, with everything.
You're
she
so
has.
Cute.
Thank you.
But you know what? She has a great perspective. That's
she
like
does.
A thing. I feel like
I still
hate
disagree.
This. I agree with Maddie.
I still disagree.
Oh, wait, what? Play that back. What was that?
Yeah,
you
please,
what?
Listen, I
you
agree with Maddie.
You
agree
with
Maddie?
No,
I'm not
agree with
Maddie.
You agree with
but
me?
Whoa. Let's stop using big words like this. If you want to tell me to shut my slut mouth, please feel free. But don't say that again. It's offensive.
Okay.
So I just feel like she was a lot more upbeat and optimistic.
Oh, I agree with that, right. But I...
Well,
I,
because she just escaped. Right, of course she's like, optimistic.
Okay, but she just wanted to escape.
Here's the thing, though. She did escape.
I think they did a really poor job of doing the flashbacks, if they're just flashbacks.
Why do you say? How could they have made it better?
Because it was a flashback to the point that she's making out with her best friend's husband. And really? Oh, that's just all of a sudden, like, I'm talking to you, and oh my god, I think you're somebody. No!
Well, then she can tell Tiffany, look, I didn't know it was Kyle. Mm-mm. I was dreaming about
Right, which is
my
stupid.
Kidnapper.
Like, what? Do you just, like,
I'm
knock
dreaming
yourself
about
out?
My
like,
kidnapper.
That just, no. I wasn't buying it. I don't.
You know
that's
what?
That's such a scapegoat for her basically giving in to
Have you
what
never
she
daydreamed,
to
like, even.
Not to that people? Point, nah.
Well,
no,
you never slept with someone.
We clearly know that she has
no, and I was like, "What?
Mental issues?
You're
right?
Who?
We do
know. I thought you were the other person. The whole
Letty
thing.
Has mental issues, right? We do know that.
She's,
and so,
yeah. So that's what I'm saying.
So people do
that's
things
not a daydream.
Differently. They deal with pain differently. Some people have rebounds, right? Some people
Again.
Use drugs or drink. In this case, I feel like her subconscious was channeling Javier, and in a moment of emotional weakness. Her strength, her inner strength, was Javier. When she was having an emotional weakness, when she was like doing dishes and thinking about alcohol and drink, Javier popped up. Then in this time where she saw Kyle going down the same path that she was, and then heard the news that she would probably never get Jacob back again, boom, she saw Javier. It's not like Javier popped out of nowhere. It came out of the manifestation was created from her lack of emotional
stability.
I really
understand everything you're explaining. I just don't agree with it. That's
okay,
all.
Well, as long as you understand it, because that already is
that's
half
the
battle.
That's the important part.
But
yeah.
I feel like although he's her kidnapper and killed, he's a murderer, killed all these people, I really feel like he's bettering her.
Did he look thinner when he pulled up?
Oh my gosh.
Did you notice that?
Oh my god. Are
you different?
We'll let you talk. We'll let you
more
talk.
More handsome.
Maybe. I don't know. Anyway, I think they're going to get caught, though. Because, like, with
the news.
Oh, because
they were on the television.
Maybe not caught, but I think that, like, something has to give
way
to
that. But
that
sketch did not look like
Letty. Can I be fair? That sketch did not look anything like Letty. And the Javier didn't look.
Exactly like Javier.
But if they were black, it would have just looked like all black. And then every black guy would have went to jail. I just have to bring up that point. Because have you ever seen sketches of, like, a black culprit on the news?
Yeah.
There's one that's really infamous that's a guy who's doing the news. It looks just like him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and it just looks like him. Like, it's just one of those things.
I thought Javier's looked exactly like Javier.
Okay, you obviously don't know what Javier looks like. He looked like the most homeless guy, and then she looked like
she
just
left
the
golf course. She had, like, a different color
hair
or something.
It was orange, yeah.
Okay, well, it was colored with, like, what? Like, marker or something?
Crayon.
It looked like
crayon.
Okay, so that was stupid. Like, okay, no, the hair didn't look like her hair.
But like, her face, the structure?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think her, I mean, I don't know about the Javier one, but the facial structure
was
similar. Her nose, I thought, was similar. Her chin line was similar.
If you just saw that on the news, and then you were, like, at a restaurant, she was sitting next to you, would you really know? I wouldn't know.
If she was sitting with Javier, yes.
But if she's...
You're really good at that. If we ever play charades, you will be my partner.
I will.
If we ever play Pictionary, you will be my partner. Because if you could tell that was Letty and Javier...
Yes, but I think
pictures,
that...
We're going to win everything.
I think... When do you see a kind of... I was going to say Middle Eastern looking, but he's Mexican, I think. So a Mexican...
He's Spanish.
Argentinian. I was going to say Middle Eastern. An Argentinian looking man with a young, attractive white girl that happens to have red hair. How many times do you see that in a day?
We live in L.A. We see
she
that all the time.
Right.
This is the land of Mexican white
people.
But like,
probably shouldn't guess
like
the cultures
someone that,
of other people.
I'm sorry, but never in my life have I seen a man that looks like that with a girl that looks like that.
If we're going based on the things
that
you've seen...
As a couple?
No, she's talking the sketches, not the real people.
No, I'm talking both.
You've never seen a Spanish man?
No.
Time out. Let's
not attack her.
Hold on.
I'm
talking real. I'm talking about real people. Like,
no, I understand.
Like someone that looks like that.
I can't base my life on the things that you've seen and from your life.
Wait, are you just
having
real?
With me right now? Someone that looks like Letty and him, like a red-haired... Well, I've just never.
Her hair's not fire engine red.
If we were in Ireland, you would probably be right.
Red.
Not a lot of Mexicans
the
in
fire.
Ireland.
Did you see the
it's
sketch?
It's drawn with crayon, guys. It's not like it's not a. It's
did
not a
you
photo.
See the sketch? It's beet red hair.
Okay, but Okay, so you've never seen a redhead with someone of a different ethnicity?
No, but I'm just saying, like,
if, redhead.
Okay, you know what, you're in a restaurant and you see it on the news, and
To be very fair, less than 1% of the world's population has red hair. So, technically speaking, have we really seen a lot of redhead people with anyone? Technically speaking. However, more technically speaking, what you're saying is racist. And here's the thing.
It's not racist. If you see them together in that specific area that they came from,
I
and
love
then
you so much,
them,
you have no idea.
But I'm just saying.
No, I know, like, you are. That's that, why that, I love how, you so much.
That comment is... I'm not going to say it's racist. It's just ignorant.
It's not racist at all.
No. Definitely. Whoa. Let's not make her ignorant. Whoa. She's actually brilliant because she's saying
things. I never said she's not. I said that comment.
If you saw them in that same area, after you saw those sketches on national news, would you not think twice and be like, oh, wait, that kind of
well, you know something? Like maybe in the hillbilly. Okay, also, like, how many, like...
What?
Okay.
Listen,
How many black and white couples were you going to say?
Yeah.
What?
Okay, so... Why are we going here right now? Because it's a good... Listen.
No, I'm saying... No. I didn't mean for you. I meant in that town. There's probably not a lot of that either.
Whether they want it or not, we can't say race isn't a part of the show. Okay? We can't say that race isn't a part of the show because they introduced race when they started introducing diversity in characters, which I really appreciate. However, they introduced diversity and they did it in a way that we, as a panel, disagree on how they did it. We even say that, hey, Jacob looks way too black to be their kid. Now, is that a racist statement or is that an actual feeling statement?
That's an observation.
It's an observation. So what Maddie's just saying is that I don't see a lot of redhead white women with a lot of ethnic-looking men.
Or do you mean in that town?
They live in like a small
southern town. They didn't take this picture in that town. This is like...
How far was it? Like 5 hours away?
Yeah, it was like in like a... It was like a...
Yeah, it was like a few hours away.
It was in a main city.
But
it's south, but still...
But it wasn't like, it's still in that southern region.
Well, but that's actually not bad.
And you know what? It's not LA.
Considering they're in Danville, Virginia, or wherever, then you know what? That's actually not a bad observation. So maybe you're right. For that town, maybe that is an uncommon situation.
I think you just should have clarified it.
But wasn't it the local news? It's just like the local news around that area. How many times do you think, these are like blonde southern people who all grew up with each other. Clearly, we've established that.
So all southern people are blonde?
No. No, but I'm saying like, this is like, a small town, and they all grew up with each other, all married each other.
Yeah.
So when a couple like that sticks out and is on the news, I'm pretty sure they'll be able to.
Well, we'll see in the next episode
I think I'm sorry. I thought you were like, saying like in LA, general.
You
like,
see everything in LA. But, like, in general, what do you mean?
What haven't you seen in LA? Can we just have a show called Maddie Talks? Can we just listen? Because, listen, I honestly can listen to Maddie talk for hours and hours because it's so genuine and, like, beautiful and pure.
It is
and
pure.
Unlike a lot of women and human beings in LA in general, Maddie has an opinion on things. And whether that opinion is right or wrong or good or bad, she has one and she sticks to her guns no matter what. You guys were feeding her lies. She said no. I'm going on this crusade.
Should we celebrate
Cesar Chavez Day? No, not with white redheads. No, Maddie went through. And you know what? I appreciate Maddie because when she put it in perspective and broke it down, we realized that she had a very good point.
Right.
The point that she was making is that in this area that they live, in the southern area, because she's a southern blonde, so she knows at heart. So in this area, that might be an uncommon. The lady who was giving the interview, who bumped into their car, did specifically say he was like Mexican and that she was white. And that might be a very uncommon occurrence in this part. And that might be a very good, valid point. Yeah. And we'll see next week if that's how they get caught. Because you know what? We didn't see it, but Maddie saw it. Good for you.
I agree with you. So when they get caught next week in this small town, come back to me.
Well, at the reunion, everybody was white. Tiffany made it a point to say that she introduced Letty to a black guy, so it must not be, like, very common.
Shirley was black, and she worked in the law office. The doorbell thing was hilarious. Like,
the what thing?
Oh, yeah. She was like, she's like, you have to act. I was like,
she didn't even say it. She just pointed.
I know.
She just pointed.
She didn't look at her.
Training Letty.
She's a funny lady. Mm-hmm.
I enjoyed her very much.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, so, but that's a great observation. Good for you, Maddie. We'll see. Because everyone wanted to jump on what you were saying rather than what you were actually meaning.
Wasn't it like just the local news? I mean, this isn't national. I mean, this stuff happens every single day. So it's not like it was national news. This is in like a small part of the southern region. I mean, I don't know.
You know what?
You're so cute, the southern region.
The southern region.
Yeah. That's some Maddie for you. See, that's some Maddie intellect, guys. You guys don't realize we're in the midst of a Mozart. I'm serious. She called something that everyone, like, we were all just jumping on her words and semantics rather than understanding what she was actually saying. What she's saying actually is an extremely valid point.
Thank you.
You're very welcome, Maddie. That's the second time I've agreed with you tonight.
Oh, my gosh. Wait, save this footage right now.
I might need to use heroin. I'm telling you, she's my Tiffany. She's my Tiffany.
Oh, God.
Thank you. Anyway.
So, anyway, well, now Javier is back in the picture.
Well, at the end?
At the end.
Did he ever really hit him up?
I mean, what?
I don't think he ever really was going to be gone.
I think he was sticking local.
He is sticking local. I mean, yeah, I thought he was going to be gone?
No. Obviously, we thought he'd come back, but the way he came back was something we might not have suspected.
It was sweet. It was a nice...
Oh, no, he was so suave.
She called him. That was different than him just showing up.
Do you think she memorized his number?
But that's how she did it. I feel like he made that happen. He played his cards right and, like...
He incepted the idea into her mind.
And he knows that she's pretty much incapable of taking care of herself.
I think it's really
interesting. She's taken care of herself for this long. I think
that's how she's taking care of herself.
I mean, it's not in a good manner.
Well, I mean, that's how she takes care. I mean, maybe not like all humans, but that's how she takes care of herself.
Which I don't consider taking care of.
No, but I mean, for like a heroine, I think she's like, well, I mean, like, for as far, I think she's come far.
I'm not saying like, she's not trying. I'm just saying.
I think she's come far.
She needs some help.
For her.
Yeah, for a heroin whore. I get it.
Well, for a heroine. But I think Javier is, you know, helping her start fresh and turn.
By helping her murder people, yeah.
I mean,
being accessory to murder.
Isn't that weird how we,
being accessory to murder changed her life. Now she wants her son back. She's got, like.
People need to understand perspectives, you know what I'm saying? Like, even, like, for example, when Rick Ross talked about putting roofies in drinks, he's actually downgrading crimes before he was selling dope off an iPhone and killing people. You guys are so right. Javier is her savior.
Okay,
show is kind of like a lesser of two evils. Like, which is better?
Well, it is. Come on, you can't even...
Murdering is not the... Listen, murdering people. Let's not forget what Javier does.
I'm not saying that, but it's better
Javier
for her
is a hitman.
Life.
I agree.
And he's a good hitman. He's killing not good people.
Oh, he's a good hitman. Oh, okay. I wonder if that's going to get him a shorter term.
But listen, he got her clean. She had to be clean throughout this whole entire journey. So she wasn't using. And then she wanted to escape so badly from being an accessory to murder that she pursues her
family. A lot of times when we watch television or movies, we have this thing called a suspension of disbelief where we get magically in place into the world that they provide for us. So now we're in the magical world of good behavior where fingerprinting doesn't exist, which is why they can't find who at least we know Letty has a criminal record, so it should be in a national registry. Fingerprinting doesn't exist, so they get away with so much stuff, right? So fast forward to this idea that Javier is a good hitman, not a bad hitman, because he's a good witch, not a bad witch, right?
Okay.
It's the perspective. It's the perspective of the TV is telling us the house fell on the good witch and that the bad witch is the one who had ruby slippers. None of us realize those ruby slippers belong to her next of kin, which happens to be her sister, which happens to be the quote-unquote bad witch, not Dorothy. Dorothy's stealing the slippers. So Javier is a good guy because we like good people. The concept is we watch things from the perspective, if the lion told the story, the hunter would be the villain.
Well, not
but because
kidding.
The hunter is telling the story, we think the lion, he did, he was victorious when he kills the lion. So here we are, everything from Javier's perspective, he's a good guy, he's actually really sweet, you know, he was so suave.
Wait, the writers paid, I'm not trying to be naive,
I'm trying to look at the
writer paints us a picture, and we obviously fall into that perspective because it's the only perspective we're given as viewers of the television show.
Hey guys, I like Javier.
So let me fall into my Javier.
You guys
Javier
are girls.
World.
I just see that you guys date horrible guys from your love of Javier. Okay? You're like, yeah, Javier is so sweet.
Well, Javier's better than Kyle.
Oh my God. Chris Brown?
Kinda.
What did Rihanna really do? You know what I'm saying? Like, yo.
Wait, no.
Didn't you? You were the one that said that.
Saying, I actually was like, maybe the only female in America that was like, but really though, what were they arguing about
before? Concept is we see things from the perspective we want to see. So right now, we like Javier because he's come off really sweet and nice, and even the way he murdered someone was very cool, and we like him. You know what I'm saying? Letty, we like Letty, who's this heroin addict who's been to jail.
I don't really like her. I wouldn't go that far.
Let go of her son. We don't know what's going on, who's ruined everything.
You don't like her.
And, like, actually is breaking up Kyle and Tiffany's marriage because she decided she was going to have a LSD heroin flashback and make out with her
Damn,
husband.
It's so messed when closet, you put it that way.
In a closet, by the way. Instead of communicating, she could have communicated, but let's go to this back room.
Right.
It's like the
shadiest place ever.
They could have talked right then and there.
And then say, Tiffany, it's not what you look like. Like, okay.
But it is.
It's not what you look
but
like.
But it is. That's what she said to Tiffany. She's like, it's not what you think. Like, okay. You know what, Letty? What is it?
Right.
Like, we see this perspective from their points of view. And while we're all engaged in it, let's also look at the bigger picture, which is, guys, what Letty's doing is wrong. We don't know where she got that $1,000 from. We still need to figure that out because that means someone lost the $1,000.
Did she still have it from... No, she didn't have any money.
I mean, maybe. Maybe not. But from what we remember, Javier took her money.
Did Javier give her money, though, when he dropped her
off? We don't think so. That wasn't part of the bargain, and it's not something we saw.
Okay.
I see what you're saying, though, about Javier, just because, like, he's not gruesome. He's not some old guy in a basement brutally slaughtering woman. Or whoever.
She puts the soap in the pail. Yeah.
No, but I mean, like, he's a slick, like, cool dude. I think he is.
So, it's hard for us.
It's hard for us to, like, really,
I agree.
You know, hate him when he's like a cool, slick, suave. Suave. Yeah.
He is.
So
he's a bad guy.
It's harder for us to dislike him when it's like a cool dude that kills people gracefully. If there is a graceful way of killing people, then he does it very gracefully.
He did it very well.
He does it very, very well.
He's like a ballerina. He was very much like an equestrian.
Mm-hmm.
All right. A graceful equestrian.
A very graceful equestrian.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, whether he's a good guy or not, they're back together. So now we have to see
what's next
for their relationship.
Yay! We're jumping onto that already?
I mean, the thing is, I feel like the show...
Are they in a relationship now? Are we gonna, like...
I mean,
that was quick.
She means,
this
like...
This is the girl. I mean, first of all, they have all of the makings of a relationship. This is like a girl thing right now. Now, this has become a relationship. They've had intercourse.
Okay.
A couple times. Okay? So we're saying still, that doesn't make a relationship, but it kind of should. Like, there is some type of... They're in a situationship. You know what I'm saying?
There's some type
of relationship.
They have a thing.
They definitely have a thing.
Yeah.
And I feel like Letty would be upset if Javier stepped outside of that relationship. And I feel like Javier would be upset if Letty, and might murder Letty because he murders people, if Letty stepped outside of that relationship.
Fair to say.
So I think they might be in...
They're exclusive.
I mean, she called on him in a hard time, you know?
I mean, it sounds like it quacks like a duck, and it says, hey, I'm a duck.
It's probably a duck.
It might be a duck. A talking duck.
She's like, no. She's like, no. It ain't a relationship.
Mm-mm. Wow. Who hurt you?
I just don't think it's a relationship yet.
I don't think it's a relationship. It's something, though.
It's exclusive. But I don't think it's a relationship.
It wasn't exclusive at the fucking bar. Sorry. At the party. They were making out in the closet.
That's what I was going to say.
But she thought it was him.
But it wasn't him. So can we use that now?
No.
Like, I don't get it. Like, what? No. No.
No.
It's not a relationship. Sorry.
Okay.
Not yet.
It's getting there, though.
I know I started this off by making this a personal relationship thing about you, but so let's get off whatever's going on with you and your life.
No, I'm
sorry if you knew a girl named Letty who...
I'm just saying, you guys, I think it's a little soon to say it's a relationship. That's all. That's what I'm saying.
I don't know. I feel like they've built... This is the most intimate... Listen, it's cool when you go to dates and go to, like, Cheesecake Factory, but I think you're in a relationship. Once you murder people together, you're kind of in a relationship. Like, I feel like the concept
they
of the ride or die...
They share... Oh, I'm not saying that.
It's literally maybe the ride or die.
It's some type of a relationship between two people, but I'm not going to go as far as it's, like, a relationship, like, a, like,
would
dating,
you be disappointed like if Javier was seeing someone else? Or if
he
was married?
No, okay, I think he has. I think there's something there that we don't know.
I don't know. He came really quick. Like, pause. That's what she said.
Hey,
no, he came really quick when he called. When she called, he was right there.
Right.
Because he knew. He programmed her. He was like, oh, I give it like a day. Why don't you call me?
And she called.
She did.
But we're running out of time, you guys. So do you have any final thoughts to wrap it up before we figure out the situationship next week?
So predictions?
I guess, yeah. predictions. We have 1 minute, so whatever prediction you can spit out. TV
predictions. Okay, that ain't like 30 seconds. Okay. Yeah, hurry up. No, okay, so I think that Letty is going to not show up for another appointment with her parole officer, and he's going to be okay with it, and her and Javier are going to kill some more people, except she's going to tell Javier not to kill people because she thinks she has a conscience.
Great.
I don't really know what to expect yet, other than, you know, there's going to be some more arguing and Letty being crazy, but I think that he stabilizes her a little bit, so I'm looking forward to her improving a little more as a person. So, well, with her drug problems, maybe not as a person killing people.
Yeah, I can't go too deep into it either, but I think that they'll get reported at some point.
Like, yeah, I'm excited to see, like, that.
I think they'll get reported, at least reported, if not caught.
And get out of it somehow.
Yeah, and get out of it again. But yeah, there's not a lot to say. More sex, maybe?
I think the mom's bipolar, by the way.
Yeah.
Probably.
Maybe.
And I see, I think that they're going to go on the run together, Javier and Letty. They're going to have to be together, but people are looking for them now, so maybe he has an escape plan for them or something.
We'll see.
And his family will probably come in the picture a little more.
At some point, why introduce them if they don't play a part?
Yeah,
I
agree.
That's a good point.
They're going to come up at some point.
Thanks.
All right, guys. It was a good show with y'all. Okay. So, anyways, you guys can check us out next week. Please leave us comments. We want to hear your predictions. Like us. Give us 5 stars. All that jazz. I'm your host, Olivia Gabri. Follow me Instagram, Twitter, the tweet at @TheReal_O_G.
It's contagious. Guys, thank you so much for watching. I'm Madison Makeley. You can find me on all my socials @Maddie_Makeley.
Let me keep it on that side of the table. You can find me on all my social media @AbigailFrayer.
No. You can catch me on the gram and the tweet. And I am Tehran. And honestly,
I'm going to be the adult.
This is the best panel on AfterBuzz. So if you're not watching, you're missing out.
We'll see you guys next week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.